This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Monday, the, what is it, 1st of April?
Yeah.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah, you're here. I fell for one completely.
Yeah, he did.
What an idiot.
Und sinker, quite surprisingly.
Well, not really.
We had a bit
I'm
of a
blaming
chat.
Jenny Barlsby.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not her name, but there we are. Blame away. So, yeah, we had a chat about various matters, some of it football-related, some of it not. And we were also joined by a guy called Paul McCaffrey, who's a fine comedian.
He was good.
Southampton fan. He was late, as you'll
not
discover.
His fault. Well, not his fault. It was his fault, really.
So, and you'll hear all of that. So here it all is. Good afternoon, Andy, and I'm sure a number of people have tuned in to hear my pain, but I can't really sum it up. I think I should leave the way I felt at 6.25 yesterday evening to a much more seasoned manager, a scunny man, Alan Latchley. This is what Alan said about the game.
I love football. Yeah. Football is... She's a cruel mistress. She's more than a mistress. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a daughter. She's an errant child. She can make you laugh. She can make you cry. She can bring tears to my eyes. She can bring blood to my shoulder.
She can bring blood to your shoulder. And I had quite a lot of blood on my shoulder yesterday.
The legendary Peter Cook.
Peter Cook on the Clive Anderson's show. You as the great Alan Latchley. But
Very funny, man.
I mean, I'd say it's fair to say we had differing fortunes, the pair of us.
Yes, we did. I was genuinely disappointed when Chelsea equalised. I've never been like this before.
Really?
I can't stand it. I had an opportunity to... I was invited out for lunch yesterday. And normally, if Chelsea were playing, I'd say to the wife, sorry, I've got to stay in and watch Chelsea. I just thought, I can't be bothered. What's the point? I know exactly what this game's going to be like. Wow. What did I say? I went 1-0 in the Fools panel.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that stupid linesman, I'd have got 3 points. Honestly, it's ridiculous. It just drives me so mad. And I thought, well, at least if we lose, A, my bet will come off, and B... He'll have to go. Much more importantly, he'll have to go.
As the late Jim Reeves once said.
I don't get this manager. We'll talk more in depth with Motti about the game.
We will.
I just thought, you know, I said to you on Friday, pick Hudson-Odoi. Pick him because that makes sense. It'll be good PR. He won't let you down, but if he does let you down, you've got Willian or Pedro to bring on. You can take him off after 55 an hour, and that's fine. Everyone will understand that. But he might play well, and he'll look better for you.
It's great. He's having the rant, and he won.
No, I know. But I tell you one thing, though. VAR is going to hurt the top six sides.
Yeah, I think it will.
Because traditionally, they've got all the decisions, like Chelsea did yesterday. Mm. And that won't happen next year. And that's a good thing. And anybody who doesn't want VAR, who thinks, oh, it spoils the flow, it spoils this, it spoils that. What happened yesterday is an absolute justification of why you have to have it. You know, Cardiff...
Well, certainly for line decisions, which that effectively was yesterday.
Yeah, of course, we know that. But that would have been solved and, you know, Cardiff probably would have got at least a point and probably three.
Watching dear old Moses Isoko yesterday in that one-on-one, and I've seen him do that a number of times. It struck me that when you go to your first football club, when you're 7 years old, you join your first football team. That first session you have, you normally put one over the bar. And whoever's coaching you says, just get your head over the ball. All you've really got to do is, if you've got your head over the ball, you won't hit it that high. I mean, you know, and you're just fine, you can adjust your body. I don't think Moussa was there that day when they were 7 years old. No. I think he may have had tonsillitis or a bit of a, his mum wouldn't let him go, had a bit of a cold. And he never went that day because I think most of us would have put our house on him skying because he leans back every time he strikes the ball.
It was a great run to get there. But
it was. I mean, it was a great lung buster and he's been brilliant. I'm not going to single him out. But I just, you know, it's interesting that a defender in a two-on-one can still make a call thinking, no, I'm sticking with a guy who can finish, not the one who can't. after you, Claude.
Absolutely brilliant.
As Van Dijk did, it was.
Brilliant
yeah.
by Van Dijk. But unlike Kurt Zouma of Everton, who did watch Kevin Keegan's soccer score with Winnie the Pooh, he did that thing, he did the classic, head the ball down, Winnie.
Head the ball down, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, and it was a great head.
Go and find that on YouTube if you can, folks.
It was
Kevin Keegan doing a heading session on the Disney Club, with Winnie the Pooh and Goofy. It's basically Winnie the Pooh is in a kind of giant mascot's outfit with a big honey pot on his head.
Yeah.
And he tries to head the ball, of course, it goes off like a three.
Strange angle, yeah.
And Kevin said, no, head the ball down, Winnie. Head the.
he's
got a massive.
Far too
he's
seriously.
Four times as big as it should be. He's got a honey pot on the top of it, Kev. Give him a break.
Don't lean back, Winnie, he would have said.
Don't lean back, Winnie. Get your head over the ball, Winnie. I'll tell you what, Winnie would have put that one away.
Winnie
would have stuck that. We're going to work the keeper, wouldn't he? It was a game of fine margins. I mean, if you think about it, the first half, Alisson didn't have his best game and he pushed one, not particularly tough, straight out to Eriksen, who had that shot.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And they got a heel to that one, of course. But, you know, he didn't. But, you know, you make. Lloris makes a mistake, not the first one, of course, and it's pretty heavily punished. But the first goal was down to him with his terrible kick. I've said before, if he could kick and throw, he'd be at Real Madrid. I'm not quite sure that's true anymore.
I think Spurs are playing much better than the point tally that they've been picking up recently. I thought they played really well in the second half.
Yeah,
and I think it's between the three. It's three teams for two
that's
places.
That's not true. Why are you completely? You're being ridiculous now. Why are Chelsea out of it? You've just won. Yesterday, you're a point off.
They're
not rubbish.
They are. They've got the players to finish third. They should have finished third this year. They've got the third best
squad.
They've got the third best squad and they're probably the 20th best manager.
It's four teams for two places, no doubt about it.
I can't see. We've got a difficult away games. The one game that's going to be fascinating and it will decide the title, I believe, is when they go to Anfield in 2 weeks' time. Because the Chelsea match up well with Liverpool. They've beaten them once. Mm. They should have beaten them at the Bridge. Only a great goal from Sturridge right at the death. Really, Chelsea deserved to win that game. And I've got a feeling Chelsea will be right up for that game. So if Liverpool can win that, I think they've got a very, very good chance of winning the title. But to me, that is the one
that stands out.
Yeah. I enjoyed Love Poch's minder, actually, in his club blazer. Look at the fact they got him dressed up in the club blazer. Yeah. And he did have that sort of quite off-putting persona. You wouldn't want to go anywhere. You wouldn't want to bother Poch with that bloke sitting next to him.
He looks like Brad Friedel's younger brother, doesn't he? I don't know if he is, because obviously Brad was there for a long time, but now he's one of his coaches, isn't he? Yeah.
Is he not one of his coaches?
I think he is. He's not a minder. He works for the club. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. The one on the right.
I just thought they had him in the blazer.
No, he's not a minder.
He looked like a minder to me.
Doesn't need a minder.
I think he does need a minder.
Mauricio Pochettino in minder. No, it'll be all right. Liverpool fans are not going to give him a hard time. I think he was all right up there. So, I've got another bit of audio for you. And you can give us the answer, folks, hopefully, on this one. One of the Wigan boys yesterday had his debut. And whenever a Wigan player has his debut, they have a little ritual, which is that all the boys sing a song, which I take is a club-related song, and the guy who is playing for the first time bangs the drum. They have a big drum there, and he bangs the drum. This is what it sounded like.
Oh, right, yeah.
There we are. You get the idea of that. Morgan Smithers was the player. Congratulations to him making his debut for Wigan Warriors. So I'd just love to know what was the kind of first time they ever did that, where it comes from. So if you're a Wigan fan or Mark Wilson maybe listening or even Adrian, if you can tell us this afternoon, love to know where it comes from. And club rituals. Have you got a ritual at your club when a player plays for the first time? Could be any sport. Or is there a kind of regular club ritual that goes on, whether it's for debutants or not? But let us know some of the weird and wonderful stuff you do at your club.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Lovely air, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. right. We're joined in the studio by a comedian and a Southampton fan. And he's in the building. It's fantastic. He is. Paul McCaffrey.
I admire you, Paul, because you didn't blame somebody else, which most people would have done. You took the blame yourself.
Yeah. Yep. Because having just joined us, Paul was your call past one, but he went to the old offices. Yeah. What was that? Bit of a shock, was it?
It was a bit of a shock. Well, it was more of a shock to them, really, I think, than anything else when I turned up. I just assumed that it was still there. No one told me. That was it.
Oh well. Well, you're here now.
Yes, I'm here now.
That's the important thing. And you've got a tour coming up.
I'm mid tour.
You're mid tour.
Yeah. So there's a few dates left. I'm off to Edinburgh. I've been to Edinburgh. Christ, you can see how I ended up going to the wrong building. And that'll be that. I'll turn up on Tuesday and they go, Paul, you did the show here last week.
Yeah.
This week I'm going to Dublin and Newcastle.
Tomorrow night, the Stand in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Then, Dublin, the Laughter Lounge, and then a bit of a break. Aberdeen, the Lemon Tree in Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Monday the 29th.
Yes, so, looking forward to that one.
No stranger, are you? You were just telling us to TalkSport. You might be a stranger to this building, but not the old building. You've been on quite long, haven't you?
Back in the day. It's not been a while. I don't know what I did. Something must have gone down. They didn't even give me the new address. That's how bad it was. Right. Just wash them from the records and don't tell him where we moved to.
Don't give him a pass.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So your show... I thought I'd have grown out of this by now. What's it about?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of, that's what my mum's mantra. It's like, Paul, I thought you'd have grown out of this by now. So it's just kind of like, I'm in my 40s, and like a lot of people of my kind of generation, I sort of grew up through sort of raves and Britpop, and I think there's a bit of a reluctancy amongst my peers and, people of my sort of age in general to sort of grow up. And so a lot of it is kind of about the perils of sort of continuing to act like I was when I was 18. But with the a willing mind but a less willing body.
So you find you're getting away with that, because when you're of a certain age and you're
I don't know where I am half the time. it's a lot longer recovery time and sort of
I was just saying, when we went to Cheltenham the other week, it's we've sort of four long days and we go out in the evening and it's a bit like being on a, within reason, a bit like being on a four-day stag do. And you do realise it's a young man's game.
Yes.
So I go away with my mates every so often.
Yes, yeah.
And we used to go away for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
But now we start saying, I just make it two. You're not on the third day. It's like you're sitting there nursing a pint for 11 hours so you get the flight back.
That's exactly it.
So I think you realise it is a young man's game, isn't it, really?
That's right, yeah. No, and certainly those sort of stag do. I've kind of banned myself from those overseas stag do's now. I just can't do it anymore. It's
got to be, it's not great when you have to go back to the room by 10 o'clock and go to bed, is it really?
That's good going, I think, if you've made it to 10
somewhere
o'clock
like
these
Spain,
days.
Where there's loads of people walking along with their kids at midnight and the kids are wide awake and you're half asleep.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So you're a Southampton fan. Do you want to congratulate Portsmouth on their fine win yesterday?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Good win for Saints at the weekend.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
we'll talk
true.
Southampton.
Is it? You're in different divisions now. You're not sort of toe-to-toe with Pompey, but did it bother you them winning a trophy yesterday or not?
To be honest, I've been so busy. This is the first I've heard of it.
Really?
Yeah. So
Cardiff
were being Chelsea.
Yeah.
When I left, did that stay the same?
No, that's changed slightly.
Oh, did it? What?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Do you seriously not know what happened?
No, because I drove to Glossop last night and then to Saddleworth, and I was on the phone all the way there and all the way back.
Okay.
Yeah,
well
it stayed 1-0, and Neil Warnock was delighted at the end and congratulated the referee on his and Lysman on a fine display.
Yeah, he said Mike Riley's doing a brilliant job as the head of the referees. And what actually happened was that they got completely sawn off.
Completely.
Yeah.
And I'm a Chelsea fan.
A goal miles offside by Azpilicueta, which was allowed because the linesman is had his view blocked.
It is true. It skied brilliantly to spot that William, who'd taken the corner, moved right in front of the linesman. He didn't see. He couldn't see.
Right.
And so it was clearly Azpilicueta was offside, but he didn't give it.
Yeah. And there could have been a sending off. And then you don't know what happened in the Liverpool Spurs game either, no?
I know that Liverpool won.
They did. That probably doesn't tell half the story, really. But they first half they were great. Second half we were much better. But that's not the point.
I've got Match of the Day two to catch up on. At some point today.
Good stuff. Right. Okay. And Southampton was a good win for Saints. And I saw the manager saying probably about 6 more points in your home and hosey. Still thinks you need a couple of wins.
I'd say so, yeah. I think we've definitely got a few winnable games. We've got Huddersfield last game of the season, which you would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll be sort of on holiday.
You've got a few toughies, though. You've got a couple against...
We've got Liverpool Friday. That's
yeah, of course.
Telly.
That is, yeah.
Who else have we got?
Is that home? That'll be home.
We've got West Ham away.
No, that's... West Ham aren't playing well.
You've got... who else have you got? Yeah, I can't see who else you've got. You haven't got to play Man City. You've got that out of the way, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got... okay.
But what I like about Hasenhüttl, he's getting the best out of players like Nathan Redmond. They showed a match of the day, you know.
I think the break seems to have sort of done us a bit of good, actually. Yeah, I think maybe it was kind of...
I think they would have gone down with Hughes. It wasn't looking great, was it?
No. Has to be said.
You never know, but you get the feeling.
Yeah.
Are you from Southampton?
Yes, I was born in Southampton General Hospital. I think that's a good
that's
way to pick
good.
Your team.
Is that the equivalent of by the sound of Bow Bells?
I don't know what the sound is down there, though. But yes, so I've born down there and sort of it's been a...
You don't
a curse and a blessing ever since.
Yeah. What sort of era then? What was the first year you remember as a kid watching the team play?
So the first game I went to Man United. I would think it was about 1983, 1984. So I went to a lot of games at the Dell, obviously.
Yeah.
So I've been there through sort of feast and famine, as it were. You know, League One. I've been to a few cup finals. I saw us win the Johnston Paint Trophy. Those heady days. The first sort of period I can remember was obviously Laurie McMenemy and sort of Keegan and all of those guys.
It was exciting times. You used to have a lot of great players there.
Do you know what? Actually, it's been varied and it is, you know, I think it's quite good to have that sort of up and down and kind of... Then obviously under Strachan we did very well. 2003 was it? FA Cup final where we lost to Arsenal and finished eighth in the league. So I've seen a bit of success. And
you will all pick up winners' medals if Liverpool win the title because half their team...
Exactly, that's right.
Southampton.
Quite.
That is strange, that thing where they kept raiding Southampton for players.
Well, and conversely, it goes the other way with us and Celtic. You know, we get a lot of players from them, where Van Dijk obviously came from them to us. So, yeah.
He has got better and better, hasn't he, Van Dijk? But, I mean, when you were watching him play, did you know? Did you think, well, this is something special?
The first time I saw him play, I was just overwhelmed by the size of him. He's massive, isn't he? Like a... thundering.
If Bill Shankly were still around, he would do the Ron Yates line, you know, come over and take a walk around him. You know, he would do that. Imagine Bill Shankly would like Van Dyke. I think he would have been mightily
I think any manager in the world would like Van Dyke.
Of course.
He's great with the ball, and he's a fan. That block tackle on Harry Kane.
Yeah. So, no.
And then, that's going to be an interesting battle in the summer when he plays for Holland and Kane plays for England. That'll be exciting.
Yeah. So, what else you got on beyond this? Are you...
So, I'm getting ready for Edinburgh this year with my show called Lemon, a show about how life doesn't always go your way, and I've just found out that someone else has called their show Lemon, so true to form. Yeah. So, that's my opening 5 minutes sorted out.
Right. Are you still going to call it Lemon?
Well, it's too late. It's already registered.
You call it Paul McCaffrey's Lemon.
Yeah. So, it's already gone in.
Do you know what the other show is?
Well, it's just another stand-up show. It happens.
Would have been fine if it had been a dance show or something.
I think last year there was a few shows called Hashtag No Filter. I think sometimes there's just...
Yeah.
You know,
those... Well, that's slightly different.
That's a bit more zeitgeisty than Lemon.
Yeah, it's different from Lemon. I mean,
this is just unfortunate.
Why don't you call it Hashtag Lemon?
Yeah. we're just hearing
to go around with all the posters putting a hashtag.
You know, baby, there we go. That's it.
I think there's a solo show in Edinburgh this year by the family of the late, great Harlem Globetrotter Medalark Lemon. I think they're coming to do a show as well. So I know what they're calling that. I've got no idea.
Would not surprise
Hopefully
me.
Medalark.
That'll
help you. So,
I mean, if I find out someone's doing a routine about being out, I'm going to be absolutely...
There is... What? No, I think you're safe.
That sounds
like that's yours. Keep doing that bit.
All right,
and no one's ever going to say anything about it. So. Well, good to see you, Paul. Oh, love it. Thanks for coming in.
No, thanks. I finally made it.
Thanks for coming into this building.
Yeah.
More importantly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on Talk Sport. And the IPL's been good.
Oh, it's been wonderful, yeah.
Two blokes getting on very well, but that won't last into the summer. David Warner and Johnny Bairstow have become like great mates. They're like this fantastic batting partnership, breaking all IPL
That's
records.
That's because cricketers aren't like, you know, they're all cricketers. They don't see, if they're playing for the same team, they'll be friends. That's how they'll be, you know. And they're good players. And Rabada is a brilliant bowler. That super over game on Saturday was very exciting.
Jofra Archer looking good as well.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant tournament.
There are often people come up to you and say, I really loved your last novel. It's unlikely, I would think. It does sound a little like that, doesn't it, Joff? You're phoning up for a table in a restaurant.
Obi's a better umpire than Jeffrey Archer.
Yeah, that's right. We've played a couple of games and he's done that.
That wasn't ideal. But I told that story
and
before.
Decent with a bat as well. He looks quite good with a bat.
Yes.
Jofra Archer, yeah, good.
Good player. Now, in the EFL game, it was a very interesting moment when Max Power stepped up to take one of the penalties. And I was thinking, what technique do you think he'll use?
That's right. The thing is, if you're Max Power and you take a penalty, it's never going to be a Panenka, is it?
You can't really dink it.
You can't. It must be very tempting, but you've got to live up to your name, haven't you?
And I think that was Michael Eisner and his son, wasn't it, that were in they kept cutting to in the stand.
Yeah, it was Jim was having a chat with him yesterday, wasn't he, Michael?
Yes.
He's going to get some voiceover work in the next Pixar movie. There'll be a kind of Scottish character on a motorised scooter. Do you see Jim on his motorised scooter earlier?
Oh, I did see him arrive,
I thought he was having...
It was a bit overbilled, I thought, by the website. They said, oh, watch Jim arrive and crash into this. And he just basically came in and stopped.
Are you suggesting it was some kind of clickbait, eh?
Yes.
That's very poor. I was quite taken. He went...
I looked at it, it worked.
He totaled a filing cabinet. He didn't really. He bumped into it. But no, go and check it out, because Jim does kind of go into the filing cabinet.
But they interesting faces both of them have got. Because their faces will make great sort of... circus clowns. They already look like they're wearing the makeup.
Really?
The Eisners.
You're not going to get invited by the billionaire owner of Pompey.
What does he care? He doesn't care what I think of him. He's not bothered at all.
I've always had a bit of a soft spot for Pompey. I used to go there now and again. And
One of your mates was a big fan, wasn't he?
An old charming colleague of mine, Andy Strickland. He was there yesterday. So, it was. It looked like a great game. I did feel for Mickey Gray, who was working with us there yesterday when it went to Pens.
Mm.
And of course, Lee Catamount. Oh, yeah, Lee was in that role, wasn't he? Yeah, I did feel for him, but.
And Friday night again. I mean, Birmingham fans. How can two Birmingham fans invade the pitch? Yeah. I mean, you've seen all this trouble. You've seen the whole of football condemn your club. But you still think it's all right to run on the pitch and celebrate a goal. You've got so little control. Yeah. And Gary Monk, I don't think it helps when he says, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the players. You think, well, that doesn't help, does it? You should be condemning this.
Yeah.
You know, really isn't good enough. You know.
Not very clever.
It's not right. And this one caught my eye, though. Roast dinner was voted favourite last meal before going on a desert island.
Oh, blimey, I thought this was the actual last meal.
No, this is what's so odd about this. Favourite last meal before going on a desert island. Somebody was too frightened to say last meal.
Yeah.
28%, followed by fish and chips at 9%. You say you're going to go on an island where the only thing you can possibly catch to eat is fish, and you thought your last meal would be fish and chips.
Yeah.
That makes no sense at all. Surely you'd want a steak.
How much would you think it through, though?
Well, you know, you would if somebody asked you.
You're the sort of... I'd love to see you doing these surveys. You go out and then you'd say, hello, we're doing this survey for a crackpot survey for Andy Jacobs to get annoyed about on the radio. What would you like? Before you went on a desert island, what would be your last meal? And then you'd say, don't have fish. Well, I want fish. Don't have fish. You're going to spend the rest of your life eating fish. There's nothing else but have a steak. I don't like steak. Yeah, I mean, I imagine you get quite upset with some of the answers.
I would get very upset. Yeah. And
I thought got a very odd book, actually, that somebody gave me, which is of... It's basically death row meals.
Really?
Last meals.
What, recipes?
No, not recipes.
Here he is, coming in to chat about it.
No, it's basically who they were, what they did, which obviously they wouldn't be there if it was something quite appalling, and what they had to eat for their last meal. It's quite a macabre book,
isn't it usually burger and chips?
Well, it has been over the years. Some people get a bit more elaborate, but nothing too heavy. You know, it's that thing of, oof, I don't want indigestion. But anyway,
I'd go for one of those sort of three-day wedding, Indian wedding feasts.
just to eke it out while they're doing the appeal. Okay. So it's all a bit dark.
That was quite dark.
But the book does actually exist, and it's a weird thing.
If this is true, this story about the DUP, do you see this? I'm not going to get political.
Where are we going with this?
No. This is an interesting football-based story.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, DUP bosses told Theresa May they would swap votes for footy stars. The Ulster Unionists... Seriously.
Is this not an April Fool?
No. It is an April Fool.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. I bought it.
Well, they're saying they would give her votes if we decided Harry O'Kane.
You know why I thought this was true?
We got Liam Kane.
Because it was read out on our sports news this morning.
Well, it was
read out on the news last night.
It's an April Fool, Andy.
It is an April Fool, but it wasn't.
The date, have you?
But I think Jenny Barsby fell for it. So I thought, oh, yeah, that must have happened. Then when I read it, I thought, well, it must have happened.
I'm not sure Jenny fell for it. I thought to myself,
well, it can't have possibly happened. And of course it didn't. Which is good. I don't even know why I mentioned it, really.
Yeah, okay.
It fooled me.
Well, we were just about to say that the quality of the April Fool has really gone down.
That one's not too bad, actually.
But that one clearly made a fool of you.
I just kept thinking, why would they do that? There's so much other important things. They don't even know they're going to get the World Cup. Yeah. But no, they were right.
It's good to see that Pinch Punch First Day of the Month Bagsy No Returns has died out as we got older, isn't it?
That definitely doesn't happen at all.
When you're in your 50s and you go up to someone you don't know, you pinch them, you punch them, and then you say Bagsy No Returns, which means obviously by law they can't do the same thing to you. Well, what age did you grow out of that, Andy?
Oh,
I must have been in my mid-40s.
Something like that. I haven't done it for 30 years.
No, many. would have been in your 30s when you were doing that, which is slightly worrying.
Well,
I'm looking
true.
At the producer. You do that at school, John? Did you do that down in Devon? You did that, but you kind of got out of it by the time you were about 10.
And also
I did as well, really. I'm just talking about
it. You'd be in trouble if you went up to somebody and pinched them.
I think you would, Andy. Or punch them.
We can't do that anymore.
Yeah, okay.
And it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. It's probably a good... I wasn't being at all serious. Kids, if you're young kids in the car, don't do it. It's not funny and it's not clever. We did it and you're only going to end up on detention or getting suspended or something.
Did you see that Wagner... The X Factor loser, as they've described X Factor singer.
Yeah.
He's basically angered Sunderland fans, and he's insulted them.
Is he a Pompey fan then?
Well, not really. He mocked supporters in a Facebook video ahead of the football club tackling Portsmouth in the Checker Trade Trophy. I won't say what he said, but he said, last time I saw you, you were crying on Netflix. So.
Why has he gone after them?
I don't know.
Is he Newcastle?
No, but this is the reason. It's thought Wagner, who charges as little as £9.99 to make a Facebook video, was put up to it by Newcastle fans. So this is a service that the great man offers, that if you want him to
just do a personal message
or have a go at other clubs or something
We've talked about this before. So it's someone's birthday and I'd love Andy Jacobs to say my boyfriend Fred's
birthday.
£9.99
you wouldn't.
Is that your going rate?
No, that's what Wagner.
For a birthday wish?
Is he a Wagner or a Wagner?
I'm going to go for Wagner. would you charge more than a tenner for a birthday message, Andy?
Well, I'd like to think I wouldn't charge anything.
Really? Like to think that, but that wouldn't stop you charging it, would it?
Well, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I never get asked, but if I got on a one-off basis.
To make that work, if you're charging $9.95, I mean, that's almost minimum wage, isn't it? I mean, if you do one of those an hour, you can probably do one every 2 minutes, though, can't you, really?
And the papers have made... I'm not going to talk about any more about Wagner-Bargner situation.
You don't know what he's called. That doesn't help, does it?
Yeah. Some clothing items. I thought Rod Stewart...
I've seen those slippers, but his Celtic slippers, they're nice, aren't they?
They made a fuss of them, but actually I thought his whole outfit was great. Look, he was wearing a green waistcoat, white shirt and green tie.
Well, he's got CL on one slipper, TIC on the other. I mean, I did think, God forbid, let's hope he never has a leg off. But let's hope he doesn't, eh? Generally, on a lot of levels.
A lot of levels.
But mainly...
dark.
Yeah, it's just...
That's darker than anything I've said.
Rod saying, coming round afterwards, it's like that film King's Row, isn't it? Where's the rest of me, the film with Ronald Reagan's in? And Rod comes around and says, well, you might as well throw one of the slippers away. Anyway, I'm only kidding. Rod, he's a...
Big Talk Sport fan. Only kidding.
Not anymore.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
There I was complimenting his outfit.
Well, it's a good look. Anyway, we move on.
Yes,
hurriedly.
Hurriedly.
Having invited children to pinch and punch each other. Look, it's all in jest.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from Talk Sport.
Don't ask me to leave it out.
Breaking animal news from Scotland at 4 with Victoria. But until then, don't ask me 5 questions based on last week's shows. We kick off, Andy. We spoke to Tom Staniland on Friday. He fired a burger into space and it landed where?
Colchester's training ground.
Aye, you're a bit cocky the way you jumped in there.
Sharp.
Simon Baker here, he's the director of the new film 90 Minutes, which is executive produced by whom?
Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, we had to think about that one.
Oh, I watched that Being Frank film. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
called Being Frank, colon, what?
Oh.
Being Frank, colon, the something something story.
The movie? No.
The something something story.
The Frank Sidebottom story? No.
No, Being Frank, the...
Chris Beavy, Spivey.
CV. I'll give you that. Chris Beavy Spivey. Go on, I'll be kind. Sorry.
He's not happy with the refereeing.
It's outrageous.
I'm going to stay out in the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
Honestly, the film itself is as much about Chris as it is Frank, and it's like nearly 2 hours long. It's brilliant.
It's a wonderful film.
It is brilliant.
I recommend it.
Hopefully, I thought you might have remembered his name. And we spoke last week about which sport on Tuesday being potentially scrapped from the Olympics.
Boxing.
Boxing. Wow, we've gone down to the wire.
Well, I agree with Adrian. I don't think I really got that one.
Rick Edwards joined us. He's a Liverpool fan, TV presenter. He was telling us about his new show on history called...
Oh, I know his show's called Impossible, the one on the quiz show.
Yeah, one's on history.
Oh, is that like the castles or... The Castles.
The Castles. It's wrong. River Hunters. That's
River
it.
Hunters?
River Hunters, yeah.
It's about castles.
It's got castles in it.
Oh, okay.
That's where you're going to watch it if it's got castles in it. What, are you 5? That's it. We're done.
Another great addition.
Yeah. Another partial success.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. Of course, hope you enjoyed that. Don't ask me.
What
that
a thriller.
Went right down to the wire.
Very exciting. Well, it didn't really get out to the wire because I got...
You got one wrong, I gave you. Yeah. Chris Spivey Spivey.
Adrian was incandescent.
He was, yeah. He likes being in there for that. He enjoys the sport. So we'll see you tomorrow from 1.
Yeah,
thanks very much for downloading us, as always.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.